Contemporary Aboriginal music. Contemporary Aboriginal music often displays a mixture of both traditional and present-day music. The following tape illustrates this. The first song, which is called Ganayabar, is a traditional Arawakal song. It is sung by girls from the Arawakal cultural group, and they are accompanied by clapstick and didgeridoo players. The didgeridoo was not used in the Arawakal area in traditional times, but is now very much a part of contemporary Aboriginal music in the region. Its use has been borrowed from our people in the northern part of Australia. Ganayabar, which is a women's song, tells a story of how the women and children are left at the camp while the men go away to hunt or attend to their own affairs. The next song, which is called Brown Skin Baby, is one example of contemporary Aboriginal music. It has a basic country or folk sound and tells a story of how governments have pursued racist policies of assimilation. These policies ignore the human rights of people and are often seen as an attempt to destroy the Aboriginal race. The song is sung by Bob Randall. Away. Another example of contemporary Aboriginal music is provided by the Aboriginal band called No Fixed Address. They have developed a reggae-type style of music and feature traditional instruments such as the didgeridoo and clapsticks. The songs are very strong in meaning, and this particular song called Black Man's Right illustrates the feeling of black nationalism which a large number of Aboriginal people today identify with. Aboriginal rock band, Us Mob, give a further example of contemporary Aboriginal music. Their song called Genocide tells of the continued frustration Aboriginal people faced, and often continue to face, as government policies towards Aborigines change and expectations are not lived up to. Children from the Awabakal cultural group further express the Aboriginal belief that the key to the future is in self-determination through the words of the next song. The song is called Freedom. It was a song that emerged from the Aboriginal and Islander Dance Theatre in Sydney.
Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Maybe far away, living would be alright, but why should I wish for that when I'm proud of being black? Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. What this land means to me, it is one in my soul. I still need my land in order to feel whole. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny.
Progression travels forward as we forget our spiritual ways. It makes life less awkward as our culture slips away.
Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Maybe far away, leaving would be alright, but why should I wish for that when I'm proud of being black? Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny. Aborigine must be free to control his destiny.
This tape was produced at 2NURFM studios by the following members of the Awabakal Co-op. Cedric Talbot from Gateshead High School played the didgeridoo. The Awabakal singers were Carl Smith and Vanessa Smith from Gateshead High School, Fiona Anderson from Merriweather High School, Kavina Anderson from Carrington Primary School. Tony Scholes was the producer, and narratives were done by Joan Peters.